Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Tuesday of the 16th week in Ordinary Time, July 21st, 2026. And our passage for reflection today comes from the Gospel of St. Matthew. St. Matthew writes, "Someone told him, 'Your mother and your brothers are standing outside asking to speak with you.' But he said in reply to the one who told him, 'Who is my mother? Who are my brothers?' Stretching out his hand towards his disciples, he said, 'Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my heavenly Father is my brother and sister and mother.'" There are few bonds in life as strong as family. Family shapes us, supports us, and gives us a place to belong. When we hear today's gospel, Jesus' words may sound surprising, even unsettling. Someone informs him that his mother and relatives are waiting outside, hoping to speak with him. Yet instead of immediately going to them, he asks, "Who is my mother? Who are my brothers?" First glance, it may seem that Jesus is dismissing his family. But he is doing exactly the opposite. He is revealing a deeper truth about what family truly in the kingdom of God is all about. Jesus is not rejecting Mary. In fact, no human being ever fulfilled the will of the Father more perfectly than Mary. She became the mother of Christ precisely because she first became the obedient servant of God. Her yes opened her entire life to God's promise. Mary belongs at the center of this gospel because she is the first and the greatest example of the disciple Jesus describes. The Lord is teaching that spiritual kinship is stronger than biological ties. Blood relationships are precious, but the deepest bond is formed when hearts are united in the Father's will. This is a remarkable invitation. Jesus is not merely calling us followers or servants. He calls us family. Whenever we hear God's word and seek to live it, we enter more deeply into the household of God. Come, brothers and sisters of Christ. We share in his life. We participate in his mission. We belong to him. Yet doing the Father's will is often easier to admire than to practice. Many years ago, a young woman named Anna cared for her aging father. He suffered from memory loss and required constant attention. Friends often told her how difficult her situation must be. Secretly, she sometimes felt trapped. Her plans had changed. Opportunities had passed her by. Day after day, she performed the same tasks, often without thanks or recognition. One evening, after helping her father settle into bed, she sat alone and prayed. She told God honestly how exhausted she felt. As she sat in silence, a simple realization came to her heart. Love is not measured by great achievements, but by faithful presence. Nothing outward had changed. Her father remained ill, the demands continued, yet something within her shifted. She began to see each act of care as a participation in God's own love. What once felt like an interruption to life became her vocation in that season. Years later, she would say that those difficult years became some of the holiest years of her life. Anna discovered something important. The will of God is often found not in dramatic moments, but in ordinary faithfulness. Many people imagine God's will as a hidden blueprint waiting to be uncovered. Sometimes we ask, "What exactly does God want me to do with my life?" While such questions matter, God's will is often much closer than we think. It is found in the next act of love. It is found in forgiveness when resentment feels easier. It is found in practice when we are frustrated. It is found in honesty when deception would benefit us. It is found in prayer when distractions pull us elsewhere. It is found in serving others without needing recognition. The Father's will unfolds moment by moment through a heart that seeks Him. The contemplative tradition reminds us that God's voice is rarely loud. It often comes as a gentle invitation beneath the noise of our lives. When we become still, when we pray, when we listen deeply, we begin to recognize where God is already leading us. The saints teach that holiness is not primarily about accomplishing extraordinary things. It is about surrendering ordinary things to extraordinary love. This is why Jesus points to his disciples and says, "Here are my mother, brothers." They were not perfect. They misunderstood him frequently. They would stumble and fail. Yet they began the journey of placing their lives in the Father's hands. So have we. Each day presents us with countless opportunities to belong more fully to Christ's family. Every act of trust, every hidden sacrifice, every sincere prayer, every choice to love draws us closer to the heart of God. In the end, our greatest achievement will not be what we accomplished, accumulated, or controlled. It will be the extent to which we allowed God's will to shape our lives. And when we do, we discover that we are never alone. We belong to a family that stretches across time and eternity. The communion of saints, the church, the body of Christ. The Lord looks upon us today with the same love he showed his disciples and says, "Here." For whoever does the will of the Father becomes a part, family of God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you have called us not merely to serve you, but to belong to you. Open our hearts to hear your voice amid the noise of daily life. Give us the grace to seek your will with trust, humility, and love. Like Mary, may we say yes to your plans. Like the disciples, may we follow your Son with faithful hearts. Form us to a true family of faith, united in Christ and strengthened by your Holy Spirit. May every moment of our lives come an offering of love to you. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to, of course, return here each and every day to my hermitage, where we break open the Word of God and apply its deeper meaning to our spiritual journeys. May God bless you today and keep you safe.